John Murphy, Steve Tasker, joined on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline by our buddy Thurman Thomas, Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas, who was not with us last week. We gave him the week off after all of his goings on last week. Did you recover from Thurman Thomas marathon over the last couple of weeks there, Thurman?
No, I'm still kind of recovering, but things are still moving kind of fast for me. You know, obviously, getting your jersey retired, number retired. You know, a lot of people want to talk to you, so I've continued to do, you know, a lot of interviews the past couple of weeks, but that's fine.
I've got another Thurman Thomas event coming up, don't I?
Yes, you do. When is that?
I don't know. We'll find. I'll see you there. Yeah, Friday.
At the Icon Museum. Yeah.
This Friday?
For this Friday. Got my last Thurman Festivus ever thing.
Well, the mayor hasn't given me the key to the city yet, so.
He's got to get it back from Terrell Owens first.
Yeah, listen, if he gives you the key to the city, I'm going to lock you out.
You wouldn't do me like that.
No, I wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't. It was an amazing week, though, Thurman. And we talked to you about it a couple of days after it was over. Did not talk last week. But it really, I would think, gives you a chance to reflect on, you know, not that you need to reflect on your life, but just about, you know, what you've been here, what you've meant to so many people here, what you've meant to this franchise. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, the number of what I was amazed about was the number of guys that came back for the ceremony, for the alumni guys. I mean, some guys that I haven't seen in 20 years. I haven't seen Thomas Smith in about 20 years, and he was at the Bills alumni at the party and everything. So, we reflected a lot on it. Bruce, you know, Jim, Andre, Daryl, all those guys. So it was a great weekend, and something I'll never forget.
So after that week, the Bills trudged through. They lost that game. The next week, they come into headed to New York.
They lost to Chicago.
They're coming in. They're headed to New York, and with their fourth quarterback of the season, and you've got to be sitting there thinking like I was. Man, it looked like there was no way the Bills were going to walk out of MetLife Stadium with a win, and once again. It's unbelievable how well they played and how bad the Jets played and how that game went down.
You know what? And I give a lot of credit to Coach McDermott and his coaching staff. Obviously, the season is far from over, but to have those guys come out and really play the way that they did and really, you know, just take it to the Jets and really, you know, it all turned into not only just the Bills winning, but, you know, how long is Todd Bowles going to keep his job? You know, so I think you have to get a lot of credit to Sean McDermott and his coaching staff for really keeping the guys motivated. And, you know, you've heard it before from all the players that talk about it. They like being over there. They like going to work. They like their teammates, and they like being around them. And I think that's the start of Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean putting together a solid roster.
Hey, Thurman, what did you think of LeSean McCoy's performance and the performance of the offensive line in front of him Sunday against the Jets?
It was great, you know, just to see him, you know. I mean, first time he's had a 100-yard game since, what, last year?
Yep.
And, man, just, you know, it's always great to see him smiling and being happy. I know there was some talk last week about, you know, he didn't talk to the media, which I really don't get. But, you know, yeah, you know exactly.
Wow.
How I feel about that.
I know you're standing outside. You should get indoors before you get struck by lightning.
But great to see him. You know, it's always good when, you know, he can be on the sideline smiling, talking to a lot of the players and just having a great time because, you know, he's the focal point of the offense.
All right, the media thing, you brought it up. You never had like a boycott of talking to the media. When you would get mad, you would just yell at
not
the media.
Talk.
No, you talked, but usually you included a bunch of four-letter words.
Yeah, well, it's part of life sometimes.
I know. I'd rather have that than just total not talk. I enjoyed your performances with the media. I always enjoyed it.
Yeah, but sometimes it was like, I mean, what are you actually here to talk about? Okay, I mean, we didn't have a good game. I probably didn't have a good game. So there was really nothing really to talk about.
I get you.
Yeah, about
it. You get me?
Let's hear what you think.
Then you get that. But Jim Kelly said this. I don't know exactly what Jim said. Don't come over to my locker trying to start stuff.
Yeah,
it's like a 30-year-old beef you're reliving here. Jim said this. Jim's, I know where you're going with this. This is the bickering bills.
Right, obviously,
30 years later, you're still talking about it.
Obviously, Thurman has some emotional scar tissue that he carries around. Like, listen, what do you think also about the changes in the roster against the Jets this last week? And they put Marcus Murphy in the game. Isaiah McKenzie came in. They put Robert Foster back on the field. They got some speed on the outside. And also, Marcus Murphy also added a little bit of dimension of speed. It seemed to change things quite a bit against the Jets.
Well, I think, you know, when you're at the bottom of the league in offense or what have you, yeah, you have to look for some changes, some different things. And to have those guys out there playing like that, the new guys, I thought it was absolutely great. You know, I mean, let's continue to do that for the rest of the year. I thought Wyatt Teller did an excellent job. I mean, for him to get in there and, you know, he's going against what was his name? Leonard Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, and did an outstanding job.
Wyatt Teller against him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know what? These are the things you have to look for going throughout the season. We're kind of building toward for next year. You know, now they might not be able to, they might not have to look at the guard position now because Wyatt Teller's, you know, had one good game, but you have to also keep that going.
Yeah. With Thurman Thomas, a Hall of Fame running back, former Buffalo Bill, joining us on the show today. Hey, Thurman, we're kind of looking ahead a little bit here on the show, and Pro Bowl voting is underway now for the fans. It continues for about the next month. Tell me what you think about who might deserve to be in the Pro Bowl from the Bills. We've kind of limited it to defensive players, Jerry Hughes, Steven Hauschka, I guess, Tre'Davious White. Who would you think would get your Pro Bowl vote?
I would probably go... Man, probably Jerry Hughes and Tre'Davious White.
Yeah,
I think if you look at the most consistent guys throughout the year, I think it's been those two guys. I think they've played remarkable. I mean, Jerry Hughes set the tone last week once again for the Jets, and Tre'Davious been a shutdown corner all year long. So I think with going into that, you know, you give those two guys the notch, and probably Steven Hauschka.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I like the way you're voting there.
Absolutely,
hey,
yeah.
I got one more Bills issue to ask you about.
Okay.
Thanks. Sean McDermott said that when Josh Allen is healthy, he'll be the starter again. Any thoughts on that, even as well as Barkley played? What do you think?
You know, I've never really doubted anything that Sean McDermott has said. You know, I like the guy. I think he's been good for these players. So I'm right along with him. If he's healthy enough to play, then I think he should play. So, I mean, he's the franchise quarterback that we're going to be looking for the next 10 or 15 years. So why not put him out there? I mean, he's obviously hadn't played in a while, but, no, he has to learn. And I think now you're seeing a lot of these younger quarterbacks being out there thrown into the fire. They have to learn. It's a learning curve. I mean, all the great quarterbacks have gone through a situation like this, and they have to learn it. So I would say if he's healthy, I'm all for it. Put him out there and see what he can do.
What do you think of the fact that Le'Veon Bell has decided not to play at all this year?
You know, that was a shock to me. I was very surprised by that decision, him and his agent not really coming to terms with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and not having an opportunity to play football this year. I mean, it's basically a wasted year for him, but you know, that's just a little strange and a little weird because you never really have had anything happen to a great organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers or something like this. A player sitting out for an entire year at a position where I think we talked about it months ago, one of the lowest paid average positions in the National Football League. So very shocked and surprised by it, but we'll have to see what happens, you know, come next year and see, you know, will somebody pay him that much money? He'll be a free agent, but I'm not quite so sure now that people want to pay that type of money for a guy who didn't play a year. And so and especially being at that position.
Hey, I wonder, you had some holdouts but never seemed to go much deeper than into the preseason. Obviously you have a strong conviction on something when you hold out like that, but did you ever think you're going to miss significant time because of a contract dispute there?
No, never. I can remember one time I think I came to training camp before I got a deal done.
Yep.
I was in training camp for a couple of weeks. I think I held out one time and missed the entire training camp. But, you know, I kept myself in great shape. Always stayed in contact with my teammates, and obviously that was something Le'Veon Bell didn't do. But
yeah.
I kept in touch with my teammates and what was going on, and so it was a different situation back then than it is now.
Sure was. Hey, we want to ask you. Speaking of other running backs, did you hear what Marshall Faulk had to say about you, Thurm, the other day?
Yes, I did.
Can we play it? Let me play it for our audience. Marshall Faulk, a Hall of Famer, talking about Thurman Thomas and what an inspiration he was. Listen to this.
Think about it. Being part of an offense that threw the ball all the time, and when they ran the ball, you got the job done. Being able to catch the football out of the backfield, and oh yeah, willing to pass block. Got every yard he could out of every carry he had. I remember back in 1994, my rookie year, we played the Buffalo Bills. And after that game, to have a Thurman Thomas find me and let me know that I was the future and that I was doing everything right. And it wasn't about the advice. It was, here's my number. Call me if you ever need anything. If you ever want to know anything. His willingness to help me get better. Thurman Thomas, you inspired me.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Thurm, what did you think of that?
Well, you know, actually I saw it a couple of days ago. Well, about a week ago. And you know, as a football player and then at that position or any position, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to teach the younger guys, inspire them to do the right things, especially at your position. And obviously, Marshall's a great friend of mine. You know, he was kind of in a situation where Ted Marshall Broder left us and went to Indy. And that's where he became, you know, the type of player that he's been over the course of his career, Hall of Fame career, with the Colts and with the Rams. And great guy. I love him to death. He's actually, we called each other twins. Because there's been a lot of places where if I go to New Orleans, people call me Marshall all the time, and I just run with it. And a lot of people call him Thurman. He say, I run with it too.
That's so funny.
That's great.
He's a great guy, man. Really, really appreciate all the things that he's done over the years, you know, with the Rams and everything. So just a great guy, great friend of mine.
Then we got to be, are we getting close to the debut of that NFL Network movie about you, Football Life, Thurman Thomas? That's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up soon. It'll be out in December. I can't tell you the exact date.
Okay.
I mean, I do know it, but I'm not going to ruin the surprise for everybody.
Okay.
So, but, you know, they'll give, like, a couple of days before. They'll run, like, a little preview of when it's coming on, what time it's coming on. So.
Right.
Yeah, so.
It's not going to come out, like, it's not going to come out on, like, the 34th of December or something like that?
No, nothing
that.
Yeah, no.
All right.
No. Yeah, so, yeah, my kids and everybody's pumped up for it, and they've been telling me, you know, this is it for you. That's just football. Like, there's no more other things that you can achieve. I was like, no, I think there's still a lot more things that I could achieve.
You still got to get the keys to Buffalo.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, my situation has kind of changed a little bit. You know, I've been out of football for a number of years, and, you know, my idea now is, you know, do whatever I can to help the city of Buffalo. And that's it.
That's pretty cool. Hey, one other thing I know that got your attention. Stan Lee died the other day, Marvel Comics and the creators of Spider-Man. And something got your attention, WFAN radio host Mike Francesa. Let me play this, too, and get your thoughts on this. Mike Francesa, you're laughing already. I haven't seen this. This is what Mike Francesa in New York said about Stan Lee passing away.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee?
The guy created Spider-Man. That was his big thing.
Oh, created Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never.
Mike Francesa is my hero, Thurman. I want to be like that when I grow up.
You want to be?
I want to be just as clueless as
You'd
Mike Francesa.
You'd be a crotchety old man.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, who's ever running that show, I would have gave him his pink slip right after that. Give me a break. Come on, you don't know who Stan Lee is. You know comic books, Spider-Man. Do you have it? Does he even have kids?
I don't know if he does, now that you mention
it. Right. I mean, come on. You don't know who Spider-Man? Come on.
Yeah.
Stan Lee was also famous for making cameos in movies a lot.
Yeah, his own Marvel movies.
He was in he was in a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm not a comic book freak either, but Jesus. I mean, I know who Stan Lee is. Unbelievable.
Have you ever met Stan Lee, Thurman, in your brushes with greatness over the years?
No, I have not. Okay. No, I have not.
We are a big
Marvel fan family.
Okay. Have you run across any major celebrities over the last few weeks since the last time we talked to you?
No, I have not. I'm supposed to meet some golfers tonight, but I don't know who's coming.
Where are you?
I'm in Sea Island, Georgia.
I didn't know that. What are you doing down there?
Doing some stuff for the PGA and Janie King.
All right.
Very nice.
You lived the life, man. That's pretty amazing. Good weather, I hope, down there, right?
It's a little chilly. You know, me being from Buffalo, I'm down here in shorts and a sweatshirt. Everybody else is bundled up.
All right. Well,
it's only 60.
Yeah, well, do us proud down there.
Yeah.
Thurman, thanks for this. Good to spend some time with you. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I'll see you guys next week.
All right,
okay.
Thurman
Thomas on the line with us, the Subway Fresh Take Hotline presented by Subway Restaurants, proud to be locally owned and operated.